Welcome to a special public affairs program. I'm Joseph Orozco. We did a telephone interview with the Turnaround Arts Project of California, an exciting program coming to the Hoopa Elementary School very, very soon. It will involve the community children, teachers, and possibly you. The voices you will hear are that of Terry Lenahan, board member of Turnaround Arts California, and Jessica Balanchi, art therapist, La Jolla Marymount University. As I found out in this interview, this project is not about art therapy. It is about using the arts to build core strengths such as focusing and listening, team building, leadership, expressing feelings, managing anger and stress, empathy, and gratitude. We will begin the interview with Terry Lenahan. Could you give us background on a project where it's just, I understand it's under the umbrella of the Turnaround Arts National, the President's Committee on Arts and the Humanities and a Turnaround Arts in California?
This is Terry Lenahan. I am the chair of Turnaround Arts California Board. I'm also the director of art education at La Jolla Marymount University. The interesting parts about Turnaround Arts and Turnaround Arts California is the partnerships that we're developing and just making the work stronger. You know, this program involves UCLA and it also involves La Jolla Marymount University, where I teach. And, you know, our students are involved in this work. It is mutually beneficial. So we partner together, we work together, and everyone benefits from work of this kind. And I think that, you know, we were a partner in the Hoopa trip that when the students came down in June, they stayed on our campus. They stayed in our dorm rooms and ate in our cafeterias and had a great time on our campus. And, you know, that was another part of this partnership that we're working on.
It's so hard, difficult for people to, parents to get their children out to such locations. Rarely in those trips on our vacations do we go to a university and get a glimpse of what that life is like.
Exactly, and I think it's an important thing. We also, while the students were here, we brought in some local eighth graders to work with them, so they were able to kind of, again, partner together, and they created art together while they were here. We all were able to go to the Walt Disney Concert Hall and see Frank tourists around, which, you know, I know that was amazing for the students. It was incredible for me to be part of that tour also. So, yes, this is, you know, these are the kind of things that we're working on when you think strategically about what the school needs, what are the needs of the students, and then how can the arts really benefit those students? How can we use the arts strategically? And these are kind of some of the outcomes of that planning.
Do you anticipate other trips for the students to the campus?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that this was the beginning of that kind of work, and we're hoping that we can build on that and make it sustainable. Well, you know, I think actually the art project that they did while they were here on at La Jolla Marymount University is a good example of the kind of artwork we're talking about, where we brought together eighth graders from different schools, and we talked to them about what does it mean to be transitioning out of eighth grade into another school, into another campus. How did that feel? Mm-hmm. And then those kids had that shared experience. They all understood that feeling of transitioning to another school like that, and then they were able to make art around it. Mm-hmm. So it was a really great way for them to communicate and bond and build together over those feelings. And so that's the kind of work we're talking about.
We talk about the art sometimes as this thing that exists outside of our lives that we have to make a special effort to participate in. But, you know, look around, you know, our homes and our families. There are so many traditions that are passed down within families. And there is a place for that at school. And I think that's a big part of this program, is bringing those family and cultural artistic traditions to the school community as well, and making sure that that very important part of a child's education is part of the entire package. Jessica was saying, you know, often we talk about student achievement in the context of test scores, specifically looking at, you know, reading and math and science and core content areas. And what we're trying to do with this program is really take a holistic approach to children's education, specifically using the arts to help people grow and develop and become the adults that they want to become. And so that really means working with the school in a lot of different ways. So part of what we've done with the school is we've worked with teachers and provided teacher training on using the arts to teach some of those core content area, some of the core content area learning. We have a high-profile artist that's affiliated with the school as well, and that's Frank Gehry. And I'm sure you heard about the trip that the recent eighth grade, the graduating eighth grade, just took to L.A., and they got to spend a lot of time with Frank Gehry. And so there are many aspects to this program, and the artist residency that Jessica is leading is one of those components.
Yeah, it's so much different than when I first heard about it. You know, I'm going to my own imagination thing. Oh yeah, it's art therapy, but no, it's not. I end up doing a little research on different practices and things, and came across the TED Talk presentation about mental hygiene.
Mental hygiene. What is that?
Well, it's basically there's this fellow named Guy Winch, and he's a psychotherapist. The concept is that we pay more attention to our physical health, our physical injuries. Mm-hmm. If we stub our toe, we break a nail or something, we do something. Mm-hmm. But if we experience an emotional mark, just kind of like don't do anything about it.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of a nice lead in to what this project is aiming to do, in that there's a lot of attention in schools on, you know, math and language arts. And I think that in order to give our kids a more holistic education, really paying attention to their social and emotional development as well is really important. And that's one of the things, that the main thing that we're attempting to do with this project.
I like that approach, the holistic approach.
It's everything. It's not just their cognitive capabilities. It's their relationships with their friends and with their parents, with their teachers, and it's how they understand themselves and where they fit in their world and their communities.
Yeah, we kind of think that the neck bone is not connected to the head bone or something. We just don't treat it the same.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's our thoughts are very much connected to our emotions, and our emotions affect our behavior. So it's all there. It's all tied together.
Well, so you're coming to Hoopa Elementary School in October.
Yes. And I can give you a little rundown.
Okay. Let's do that then.
Yeah. So as you know, my leadership team, Ping Ho and Kat Callahan, we were out back in June, and our goals for that first visit were to just get to know the school and the kids and the teachers and the community, with the hopes that we would understand what type of art project what they would like to do when we came back in October for the artist residency, because we really wanted it to be a project that was meaningful to them. So we went into 7 different classrooms, and we made art with the kids for a little bit, and they made art about what they felt was important to them. And then we took that information, and I have a team of 18 undergraduate and graduate students from Loyola Marymount and UCLA, and we're taking all that information, and we are brainstorming as we speak. We are brainstorming different types of projects that we think the kids and the teachers would enjoy engaging with. And then the role of the graduate and undergraduate students is really just to support the students and their creative intentions. We are really there to just support their creativity, so that they can use the art as a way to understand themselves in a deeper way.
Could you give us a little hint about some of the brainstorming things you're considering?
Yeah, so Let's see. Yesterday we met and we were talking a lot about what was really, really overwhelmingly apparent was that the number one thing that the kids are most connected to is their community and their culture. And we really, really want to take that and make that a big part of the project. So that this project is about themselves, about the kids, about how they see themselves in their community. And so we're thinking about sort of taking some traditional art materials, but using them in more contemporary ways. So we're really, I don't want to spoil it, because kind of like fleshing out all the ideas, but we're thinking about multimedia, we're thinking about storytelling, we're thinking about how to use the art as a way to be mindful, some music, movement, poetry. I had to cut everybody off yesterday because it was time to go, and we were still kind of going on with all of these different ideas. But we're really having fun with it. We're really focusing on, again, we really want to support the kids in their creative intention. And really what I think is going to be important about this project is that we have 18 graduate and undergraduate students, and so we're going to meet with the different classes at different times, with the goal of having a really high ratio of adults to kids, so that we can really support the kids and help them go into this creative process.
Is that 18 total or 18 each?
It will be 18 total.
Okay.
And so we're figuring out the logistics, but we're hoping to meet with the younger grades in the morning and then the older grades in the afternoon. And so we'll have different teams of undergraduate and graduate students going into the classroom. The idea that we're also going to be having professional development at the school, paralleling the kids' experience making art. So my colleague Ping Ho is going to be leading the teachers and possibly other community members in some professional development centered around building social and emotional skills through art. Because one of our main goals is that this is a sustainable practice, so that the kids are engaged in the art and building social and emotional skills, but also the teachers are experiencing the same thing and then can support the kids into the future. So that's another part that I didn't speak about that we're also really excited about.
Okay. Well, this is all very exciting.
Thanks. Wow. We're excited, too. We're really excited.
Oh, yeah.
And my students are so excited. I showed some pictures of the landscape, and they are very excited. It's so beautiful out there.
Oh, yeah, and the fall time when the leaves start turning, it's completely different.
Wow, we
can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks so much for taking the time and having an interest, and I really just can't express how thankful that we are for having you do this interview, because I really am looking forward to inviting the community and to really see the kids' creation. Oh, this is really exciting.
The Turnaround Arts of California has a couple of open public activities, and you can reserve your spot now. One is scheduled for Tuesday, October the 13th, 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. It's called Beat the Odds. And the second one is Wednesday, October the 14th, 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. or 3 o'clock to 6 p.m. Soul Collage. Learn how to use these fun activities with your school, family, community, or for yourself. Instruments and art supplies will be provided. No musical art or writing experience is necessary. And if you'd like to reserve a spot for yourself, contact Christy Colgrove at 625-5600, extension 2329. That's 625-5600, extension 2329. Or Billy Sanderson at 625-5600, extension 2334. That is at extension 2334. 1334. Hope to see you there. This is Joseph Orozco reporting for KIDE Hoopa.